This is a podcast from the Canadian Youth Delegation to the UN Climate Change Negotiations.
Welcome to our fifth podcast, coming to you from Klima Forum, where hundreds of youth have gathered to celebrate Young and Future Generations Day. In today's podcast, we'll be talking with Audrey Yank and Malcolm Boothroyd about CYD's event. We'll also be hearing from other youth delegates about the kind of climate change deal they would sign on to. We'll then check in with Marie-Marguerite Sambougoui about major holes in a proposal currently on the table at the United Nations. Finally, we'll cover a special event in honor of Young and Future Generations Day. I'm here at Cancun Messe at the negotiations with Malcolm and Audrey, two of our fantastic Canadian youth delegates who just finished an amazing presentation at our side event. Malcolm, what was the main message that the two of you were trying to communicate today?
At the side event, we're there to tell the audience that youth care very deeply about climate change. If you tell adults, if you tell negotiators and politicians that youth care, they'll be impressed. But if you show these people that youth care by taking the personal sacrifices and showing your own dedication to the issue by making the effort to get here and get your message across, then people will be really impressed and really listen to what you have to say.
Audrey, today is Young and Future Generations Day, and I'm wondering, in the context of this being our day, what is the role of youth in the UN process?
I think we bring a very different perspective to these negotiations. We feel the urgency of acting for climate change in a different way because we are directly related to the impacts. It's our future that is being played here. We are active, youth are involved, passionate, energetic. I think we're really here to make this conference much more alive.
Thanks, Audrey. I'd like to end with a more personal question, and I'm going to start with Malcolm. Malcolm, how have your personal experiences influenced your opinions and perspectives around the work that you're doing here?
When you hear about a solution to climate change on the radio, or if you read a book that is telling you the impacts of climate change, you in your mind you know that something's happening, but you don't really know in your heart. So you kind of have to be able to see firsthand the impacts and the solutions to climate change before you really feel like you can understand that. So I've been very fortunate in my life to be able to visit places that will be impacted by climate change and meet the people who are working to solve climate change, which has really given me a very perspective that I'm very fortunate to have on the issue.
What about you, Audrey?
A bit like Malcolm said, I think it's because I was able to see some of the impacts of climate change. I went in West Africa last summer, and I talked with farmers that were directly impacted by climate change. And being fortunate to be from Canada, I decided that I should be really involved to make a difference because I have the ability to do so.
As part of this event, we also heard from other young delegates about the kind of climate change deal they want to see.
Young people have something that maybe delegates don't, and as we understand that there's a global citizenship versus just looking at our national interests. And so because right now we're making bonds with other young people from different countries, we're able to see how much we have alike.
The grassroots should be leading the conversation. So if there was an agreement today, I would hope that it would be something that the people most impacted were the ones that helped to define and create that, not the people who are the most, the people who are creating the biggest problem.
And I would also add, I think that any deal that needs to be signed needs to go all the way and address the inequities between the major polluters and the countries that are facing the harshest impacts of climate change.
Thea took a few minutes to sit down with Marie-Marguerite and answer the question, what is LULUCF anyway?
One of the policy issues here at the conference that's been accelerating the most rapidly has been work on accounting for the greenhouse gas emissions from forests in developed countries. Mary Margaret's our resident expert on the issue. What does the acronym LULUCF mean?
Everybody knows that the UN loves acronyms, and this one's particularly fun and easy to remember, but it stands for land use change, and forestry. And basically what LULUCF is the accounting rules for developed countries to make up their mitigation targets.
What is the most contentious issue within this subject?
Okay, so everybody's talking about these things called loopholes. Loopholes, essentially, there are a few different versions of them. Mostly they mean that developed countries are finding ways to emit more and actually count these higher emissions as decreases in their emissions. So, for example, there's something called the logging loophole. And the logging loophole is this crazy thing whereby countries can cut down trees and count the wood trapped inside the wood cabinet that's built from that cut down tree as emissions reductions, because the carbon that was absorbed by that tree is now trapped in your cabinet.
Do we know what Canada's stance is on some of these big LULUCF issues?
So, of course, Canada has a big logging industry with a lot of forest and a lot of people who depend on those forests economically. So Canada likes these loopholes. And Canada, New Zealand, and a few other countries are trying to clinch this deal with the loopholes in, and it's looking pretty good for them.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll leave you with the hustle and bustle of the youth carbon market.
What a tasty, tasty way to make money. Now one flavor of sausage, you can just move on down the food chain.
Today, young people from around the world satirized market-based mechanisms for solving climate change by staging an auction. We invited government negotiators, media, and others to bid on our ecosystems as we put our future up for sale.
At the end of the day, keep on negotiating, maybe we will pay you. Back to the step.